You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
And that is the Knights traveling back to Dallas. Right now on the money line, you can get the Dallas Stars at -130 at BetMGM. With that, let's bring in pro sports handicapper Andrew McGinnis to talk a little hockey, co-host of Puck Time on Wager Talk TV. Early on, it looked like this was all Knights. Now it's starting to kind of look like Dallas is doing their thing in basketball. We've seen the Boston Celtics force a game 7. What are the chances Dallas does the same thing tonight?
Guys, thank you for having me on here. Great to be here. And I'll tell you what, there's a really good chance we will see a game 7 in this series. And I think you look at the first few games of the series, there was that one blowout that we saw, but that was due to the 5-minute major taking place. Jamie Benn with that bad penalty to start the game off. And it pretty much got out of control from the start of that game. But other than that, we've seen a lot of very close games, and it really seems like Dallas has picked up their defensive intensity. They're causing turnovers. They're forechecking hard, making Vegas make mistakes, which I feel like Dallas was getting too caught up in playing kind of too fast of hockey. They've gotten back to who they are, trusting their defense, trusting their goaltending. So I'll continue to look towards Dallas. I will say I do have my last future ticket is on them at 15-1. I'm not sure who I'm going to take in game 7 yet, but I do think Dallas can extend this. And guys, I will mention this. I have seen this trend. Every game in this series but one, the first period has gone over 1.5 goals. And most of the time, you don't really get a good price on that these days. When you get a total of 5.5, you're getting a pretty good price on it. So what I've noticed in this series, we're getting really, really fast starts, and then things seem to tend to slow down.
Yeah, I was curious on, you know, your insight on the style of this game for game 6. And, you know, does a high scoring affair, who does it favor? Does a lower scoring affair, who does it favor? Right. I mean, I was looking at the total and I was saying, you know, I'm leaning towards the under, but I'm going to defer to your insight here to, you know, let us know how this thing plays out as far as goals.
Well, it's so funny because I always say that the NHL has changed over the years as far as betting goes in elimination style games, especially. They used to be so low scoring. It used to be like typical like 2-1, 1-0 even. But it seems like as the game has grown on over the past few years, it's almost seemed that series will start low scoring. And as they progress, they figure each other out. There's more power plays, empty net goals, and things like that. Like I said, the first periods have got off to really fast starts. We have seen things slow down. Last game we saw it just continue that way. I kind of picture it going the exact same way. So I will be involved in that first period over. But I think if you're betting the over in this game, I bet you'll be relying on an empty net goal or a third period explosion or something like that. I could see this game being knotted up 2-2 and then both teams playing very tight for the majority of a third period. But if I was playing something, I would look towards the over in this game because I think that even at the start of the series, it had potential to go over. It was just barely going over. All the analytical people would tell you that we should have been seeing more goals happen. And let's face it, we saw earlier in the series that Ottinger, you know, kind of was getting exposed a little bit. And now Aiden Hill, he's showing some human life again. He's getting beat through the legs. He's getting beat low gloves. So it would be kind of crazy if this series just opens up and we see a 5-4 game.
Give me a slap shot, Andrew, a long shot, if you will. I'm trying to nail a guy that's going to put the puck in the back of the goal. I'm looking at right now Jack Eichel, who's been making me a bunch of money so far in the postseason. Are there any player props that you'd like to score tonight?
I love betting player props. When I look at this game, I mean, look, it's hard to really argue with Jonathan Marchessault. He's been a guy scoring all the time, every game, it seems like, for him. Looking down the lineup, I look at Wyatt Johnston. He's plus 265, I'm seeing, for the Dallas Stars. He's somebody that's a young player for them. He had an outstanding regular season. He hasn't really been scared of the moment. And when a player like that is someone that kind of goes and flies under the radar, he's somebody I want to look at in big games like this. And, you know, I got to mention this guy, Ivan Barbashev. You're getting like close to 3-1 odds on a guy that continuously is playing his best hockey we've seen all year in the postseason in these big games. He scored last game, and it's just crazy. I mean, you think about the story of how he got to Las Vegas. It seemed like nobody was really eager to go pick him up, and I think he's making all those people pay right now. So you can get him at nearly 3-1 and getting Wyatt Johnston at plus 275. Two pretty good long shots, I'd say.
Yeah, you you throw out a little play for us there on the player prop section of the wagering menu at BetMGM. You brought up the goaltending. What? Give us a little bit more insight on the goaltending and where the edge is for the next few games. Like, because I mean, we see it every year. Guys can quote stand on their head, as the cliche phrase is. But
yeah,
who has the edge, and who has the edge? You know, obviously more importantly at this moment and going forward.
Well, I think if you asked me that question 3 games ago, I would have told you Adin Hill. And I know that I don't want to be someone that's just reacting to what I've seen last, because that's what usually people that aren't winning wagers are doing, and just, you know, reacting quickly. But I will say that Ottinger seems to be settling in. And, you know, as he goes, they go. And it seems to me, like I said, Adin Hill is finally starting to get figured out. As this series has gone on, they figured out how to beat this guy. The rebound control has not been as good. So I would give the rebound control and the advantage in this series right now to Jake Ottinger. I would actually say, and it's kind of flipped for me, I would say that the under will benefit the Vegas Golden Knights. I think if we see an offensive, and keep in mind, we haven't really seen much from Roope Hintz this series. Jason Robertson finally put two in a few games ago, but I still haven't seen an offensive explosion from the Dallas Stars in this series. And here we are in game 6, guys. That's kind of what I'm looking at. When I look at the Vegas Golden Knights, all their big guys have played very well. We haven't even really seen that big game quite yet from Dallas. So I would give the goaltending advantage to Dallas, but I will say that they need Ottinger to be really big for them to come out on top. And do you guys bet the goalie save props? Probably my new favorite props to bet, especially with a guy like Bobrovsky.
The goalie props have been dicey. Like you said, it just has changed so much from game to game. And you can not just the series, but the entire playoffs, where it feels like the dude looks like Patrick Waugh, and then the next day he goes out there and he looks like my nephew who allowed 11 goals in the last time I watched him play. So it is just that's a tough prop to play. We're breaking it down with sports handicapper Andrew McGinnis ahead of game 6 tonight between the Stars and the Golden Knights. We know the Panthers have already advanced. How much do you think they're licking their chops right now, just essentially saying, I hope this thing goes 7 games? You want to talk about a physical sport like hockey. It feels like the more rest you could possibly get. I was actually surprised. I was checking out the odds at BetMGM, and essentially it's even money. I think the Panthers were like 11-10 to win the cup, no matter who they end up facing. You would think that the Panthers' odds are going to get better and better, or I should say worse and worse if you're a Panthers better, the longer this series goes. I think Florida's just licking their chops.
I think they are too. I mean, this is a team that really hasn't had any rest in what, guys, 2.5 months, 3 months? This isn't really – their postseason has been going on a lot longer than the actual playoffs, if you know what I mean. This team didn't even know if they were going to make the playoffs. I mean, to remind everybody at home, the Florida Panthers wouldn't even have made the playoffs if Pittsburgh could have either beaten Chicago or Columbus. I mean, I just find it absolutely ridiculous to see them in the scenario that they are in right now. So rest is a good thing, but I guess to look at it from the other standpoint, do they really want to sit back and relax? Do the management of the Florida Panthers want to see Matthew Tkachuk going on the NBA on TNT panel and chopping it up with Shaq? And yeah. I don't know if he does, because you want to stay game ready. You want to stay in that game mode, right, guys? But I think it's good for them. They probably need it.
Yeah, I think in the NHL for the playoffs, you want to keep playing, dude. Like, if these guys can play two games in one day, that's even better, right? It's these guys don't need rest, right? I mean, come on. You know, they don't need any type of rest. They're the toughest guys on the planet. So, yeah, I actually look at the wait time as a negative. It doesn't mean it's going to turn out that way. If you look at these odds right now that we have up on our live stream, courtesy of BetMGM Sportsbook, what's the best bet? If I gave you a free $100 wager right now to pick on the winner, plus 105 for Florida, plus 140 for Vegas, plus 550, certainly some, you know, quote, value, that word we overuse at times. But what's the one bet you're making right now?
It's a really good segue how you mentioned, like, the word value is just so overplayed, and everybody mentions that. But I'm not a huge math guy. Wasn't the biggest guy in math guy in school. But, guys, I really do think that the numbers add up here. If you look at the money line, if you're betting the money line back-to-back games on the Stars over the next two games, and then you look at the next series, they're going to be favorites. So that is, I think, the best number to be betting is the Dallas Stars plus 550. I get it. The Vegas Golden Knights here, they close it out tonight, and we all know they're going to be favorites. Tkachuk keeps on reminding us for Florida, no matter who they play, they're going to be underdogs. But here's what I'll say. If you like Dallas to win tonight, take them to win the cup at plus 550. If you like the Golden Knights to win the cup in their next series against the Panthers, bet on them every single game. That's what you're better off doing versus taking that plus 140.
Yeah, math wasn't my thing either. I cheated my way through my sophomore year because there was this kid named Kirk Leonard Deli who ended up being the valedictorian. This guy was unbelievable at math, and they had assigned seats my sophomore year of high school. So when Leonard Deli Levine, and he was a cool cat, I was like, hey, is it cool if I copy? I don't know what I'm doing. And then the next year it was like, uh-oh. And then I get into gambling, sports radio, a lot of numbers, and it's like, oh, great. What were you saying? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, my apologies. I just wanted to finish off my thought there about Florida. If you do like them, you would take a look at the Conn Smythe Trophy winners. I actually recommended on my show Bobrovsky 20-1 a few weeks ago, but I would still recommend taking a look at him. I mean, it just makes a lot more sense looking at a guy like Tkachuk or Bobrovsky than I think taking them to win the Stanley Cup. So especially in the series that they're going to be in, if they make that Stanley Cup, or if they make, you know, to a game six, game seven, they're in that big situation, you might as well go ahead and take a look at it. And Jack Eichel's going to win it for the Golden Knights, guys. That's just, I don't even think that's a question. I think if they, you know, they live and die by him. I know Marc Gessault is playing well, but I think Jack Eichel's actually proving he's a pretty good two-way hockey player. So I hear people talk about it all the time in the NFL and in the NBA. And I think because of the name Conn Smythe, a lot of people that just are casual fans don't really know that that pretty much means finals MVP. So I really like those wagers.
I ain't going to lie. I'm glad you said that, because I was looking at Matthew Tkachuk plus 375, and I'm like, well, this dude's got all the goals, the clutch goals so far in the playoffs. So appreciate you breaking that down. Appreciate you letting me cut you off to tell you how I cheated my way through sophomore year. Math just absolutely ridiculous. Before you get out of here, though, you mentioned Jack Eichel. Tonight, who do you think is the most important player on the ice? Is it Eichel or is it somebody else, depending on who wins this game?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
You know, well, I think back to, obviously, Jamie Benn is back tonight for the Dallas Stars. And you think back to the incident that, you know, him pretty much cross-checking Mark Stone in the face. I'm going to keep it really simple. And sorry if I don't go too outside the box. I'm going to say the two captains. The two captains are going to play a really important factor in this game tonight, being level-headed, playing two-way hockey. And I think that it's not just about putting the puck in the back of the net. It's about, you know, keeping your head on right, keeping your team focused, and again, taking care of things in both ends. Eichel's been great. Marchessault's been great. You know, Robertson, Rupe Hintz. But when I look at Jamie Benn, look at Mark Stone, the way they play in their defensive end and in their offensive end, I think will make the big difference tonight for their teams.
Dallas, slight home favorite, minus 130. You can get Vegas on the road as a dog at plus 110. Great stuff. Andrew McGinnis, Pro Sports Handicapper, talking a little hockey. You can catch him on Puck Time on Wager Talk TV. Thank you, my guy. Really, really enjoyed that.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, man.
Did you, Ryan, I feel like you were shaking your head at me as I was telling the story, but there had to have been one class that there was a kid that was smarter than you that you, like, completely cheated your way through. You just don't want to say it on national radio.
No, I'll say it. I mean, every class, there was plenty smarter than me, right? I mean, that was – I remember one – it was like senior year springtime. We're winding down in high school. And, like, me and four of my buddies, we all turned in the same exact paper. And the our English teacher, like, just – I remember he just laid out all the papers on his desk. He told us to hang back after class. And he's like, come on, boys. Like, what are we doing here?